And so anything that he wanted to write, he would just keep writing it. And sometimes something surprising would happen that was unsettling, and he would just rewrite it a better way. And then as it would unfold, he would see a way that it could be better, and he would just rewrite it another way. And we really want you to understand that your life is like that. This is not a fictional thing. As you tell the story the way you want it to be, the universe has to comply. It has to, you see. It's not if, it's not I don't know what's out there, it's not whatever will be, it's not that there's some karmic path laid out before me, it's not that it was predetermined by someone else. You are the predeterminer of your path now, and you are the coming into alignment with the path now, you see. And telling the story is the way you get good at coming into alignment with what you have created. There's no if about it. It's not, there's not an if about it. There's just a you bringing yourself into confidence about it. That's all there is.
Thank you.
The universe has to cooperate with you. Law of attraction insists on it. You cannot tell a story and achieve a vibration and practice it long enough that it becomes an active chronic vibration, which is all a belief is. You cannot achieve a belief without the universe bringing you evidence that backs up that belief. So you might as well create the beliefs that you're going to like when they're backed up. In other words, you might as well believe in a world that soothes you and suits you and inspires you and thrills you, because the universe will bring you whatever world you conjure through the story you tell. Good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Stand if you think you are the one.
What is that which we understand today as gravity? What is that which we call gravity?
Earthly law, response to Earth spinning in its orbit. What is gravity? Yep. What causes gravity? You undoubtedly could explain it with your words better than Esther can find it with hers. Are you really questioning what it is?
Yes. At one suspect that is it the same that controls the atomic structure and molecular structure? Is it the same that controls the universe? And is it the source? Is it the force that makes everything to be in balance, in order?
Well, it is not universal in the sense that what you know as gravity is not everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it is a response to matter. So it's part of your leading edge creation. In other words, we talked about how in the beginning there is thought, but it is possible to have thought without gravitational pull. So it's not at the basis of thought, as is law of attraction. So it is a creation, let's call it that. Maybe we'll find a better word in a moment. A creation that is out on the leading edge of thought. Once your thoughts take you into what you call manifestation, have to start in an earlier place. Everything that you interpret in this physical environment is an interpretation of vibration. So even that which you know as the reality or experience of gravity is a vibrational interpretation. And so at the basis of it is law of attraction or basis of expectation. We have to go to another place before we can fairly answer your question, and that is, and we mean this in the same way that you are asking the question, what is gravity? We would like to ask, what is reality? What is this? Does this physical environment that seems so stable, does it exist for everyone to see? Or is it only available to those who are interpreting through the vibrational platform that you are interpreting through? Mm-hmm. So gravity is one of those intentions that has been interpreted.